Today I have with me on Castle Country Focus, Paul Brown, who is a local beekeeper in Carbon County. He's been at the process for about 10 years and has had more hives than he has now, and it really is a delightful hobby to him. The fancy name is apiary, so now you have your education from the program. Welcome, Paul, for being with us on Castle Country Focus.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Why did you get involved with bees?
You know, it's always been an interest of mine since I was a kid. I'd go catch bees and stick them in a mason jar and thought that I could start a hive at that point. Got in second grade, I had a great brain project where we had to pick, any insect that we wanted to, and put together a presentation and stand in front of our class. And so I selected honeybees. Just sounded fascinating. And about 10 years ago, I stumbled across a beekeeper in the phone book and was making some calls for my job at the time. And so I called this beekeeper and got to talking. And before we were done, he invited me out to his apiary. And I went and took a tour and opened up a beehive with him and absolutely fell in love. And it was just the greatest experience. And the rest kind of history. I jumped into it and had 7 hives that first year and have just kept going since. It's been a constant love affair with honeybees.
Obviously, you're not allergic to getting stung.
Nope, but it still hurts.
Well, all right. I just wanted to take care of that matter to start with on that. There's a hive, which is the square boxes you see out in the fields. And then they have, I think they call them the supers. How many
Correct.
Is a typical hive and supers?
Well, it starts with just a single box or a hive body, and you can put your bees in there. You can get typically 50 or 60,000 bees in a hive. And then as far as adding the additional supers on, it's just a matter of space. As the bees fill up their hive with honey and continue to grow and produce their brood and young, you need to have enough space in the box for them. So that's when you add an additional super to the box. Typically in our area to overwinter, you're going to need 2 supers in order to have enough honey, 100 pounds or so, to feed the bees over the course of the year. So anything after that can be harvestable in our area. So you can slap another box on, a third box, and I've had hives go 6 supers deep. It just depends on the nectar flow over the course of the year. But yeah, it's kind of like us. You know, we can have small houses or big houses, and we make do with what we have.
How much would a typical hive produce in honey?
You know, you typically will get around 4 or 5 gallons of honey for every deep super that you produce. It really varies from year to year. I've had hives go where in an entire year, I don't get any honey from them just because it's dry. There isn't a lot of things in bloom. But I've also had years where I've had a single hive produce 35 gallons of honey before. But typically, you'll get 1 or 2 boxes from a good strong hive. So 5 to 10 gallons in a year's time from a hive is a good production.
You are listening to Castle Country Focus with your host, Dylan Fielding. Okay, if I wanted to get involved with beekeeping, what's the first thing I should do?
Well, the first thing I would recommend is find a beekeeper that you can learn from. It's always great to have a mentor, so to speak, that you can ask questions, you can learn what to do and what not to do. We've got some great resources around the Price and Carbon County area. There are a lot of beekeepers. We have a beekeepers organization. There's also the internet and YouTube. Believe it or not, you can learn anything from watching a YouTube video. But we've also got some businesses that are some great resources for our beekeepers too. IFA has done a great job in stocking beekeeping equipment. And also even a place where you can purchase bees And then Tractor Supply sells equipment as well. So there are some great resources locally. Just takes a little bit of research on your part, and you can get going.
All right. If I were to get the clothes, the apparatus and stuff, about how much does that cost? What are we talking about investment-wise to get involved with that?
Well, again, depending upon how much you want to buy versus if you want to build your own boxes or things like that, you can save a little bit of money, but only you're typically in at a couple of $100, $250 or so to buy a hive that are a few boxes deep and then filled with bees. For the clothing, you can find bee bales and bee jackets for between $25 and $50 or so. An internet shopping you can do even a little better. But again, those are things that maybe aren't even necessary. I typically don't use a jacket. You can even use a mosquito net over a baseball cap, and that'll get you by. It just kind of depends on how crazy you want to go. I've not yet met a rich beekeeper, so there's not a whole lot of money in it, but I tell you what, the rewards are there in different areas for the fun, the thrill of it.
Now, I read recently that the African bees are getting up into our area, that our bees are becoming Africanized.
Well, yes and no. You know, there's been some in very recent news, some articles as far as finding Africanized bees in Utah. They've actually been in Utah in the southern areas since about 2008. With us, climate-wise, they don't overwinter very well. They need the warmer areas. So we're far enough north and cool enough that I dare say we're probably safe. There is the inevitable. We're going to have Africanized bees in the southern regions at any place it's warm, but there will be transition areas that exist. Really, I feel like it's truly not a great concern. The USDA does a great job in managing the Africanized honeybees and identifying those hives and destroying them if necessary. But in all honesty, you know, in some of the other southern states, there are beekeepers that keep Africanized bees and do it very well. You just need to be safe and educate the public about the Africanized bees, and you can work together and really have a very little impact on the beekeeping population. So.
Do I need to get a license? You know, how do I handle my neighbors putting a pile of bees out there?
Yeah, so you do need a license, and I've carried a license for about 10 years now, and I've never been checked by the USDA. But you can go to the USDA website and purchase a license. They're about $25, and they just mail it to you at the yearly report fee. And that just makes sure that you're registered. If ever there are any issues with your hive, you can ask for an inspector from the USDA to come out and take a look. And it basically just keeps everyone safe.
Okay.
As far as your neighbors go, again, I think education is key. One of the tools I have found to be very successful in good neighbor relations is a jar of honey. There's nothing better than a jar of honey from a fresh beehive to a neighbor to say, you know, here's what we've got, and we appreciate you being understanding. And they won't bother you if you don't bother them. But make them aware of it, certainly, so that they're not surprised one day and caught off guard. But typically, that doesn't become an issue. Bees are pretty good about staying around the flowers and leaving people alone.
Okay, Paul, how do we get in touch with you if we want to talk to somebody about this?
You can reach me on my cell phone. My number is 801-349-6962, and I'm happy to answer any questions that anyone has regarding beekeeping.
Well, Paul, thank you for joining with us on Castle Country Focus today.
Thank you for having me. It's my pleasure.